He was running for his life, and it wasn't the first time. As he raced by Tiffany's elegant window display, he hoped it wouldn't be his last. The night was cool with April rain slick on the streets and sidewalk. There was a breeze that even in Manhattan tasted pleasantly of spring. He was sweating. They were too damn close. Fifth Avenue was quiet, even sedate, at this time of night. Streetlights intermittently broke the darkness. Traffic was light. It wasn't the place to lose yourself in a crowd. As he ran by 53rd, he considered ducking down into the subway below the Tishman Building, but if they saw him go in, he might not come back out. Doug heard the squeal of tires behind him and whipped around the corner at Cartier's. He felt the sting in his upper arm, heard the muffled pop of a silenced bullet, but never slackened his pace. Almost at once he smelled the blood. Now they were getting nasty, and he had the feeling they could do a lot worse. But on 52nd Street were people, a group here and there, some walking, some standing. Here there was noise, raised voices, music. His labored breathing went unnoticed. Quietly, he stood behind a redhead who was 4 or 5 inches taller than his own 6 feet, and half again as wide. She was swaying to the music that poured out of her portable stereo. It was like hiding behind a tree in a windstorm. Doug took the opportunity to catch his breath and check his wound. He was bleeding like a pig. Without giving it a thought, he slipped the striped bandana out of the redhead's back pocket and wrapped it around his arm. She never stopped swaying. He had very light fingers. It was more difficult to kill a man outright when there was a crowd, he decided. Not impossible, just harder. Doug kept his pace slow and faded in and out of the packs of people while he kept his eyes and ears open for the discreet black Lincoln. Near Lexington, he saw it pull up a half block away, and he saw the 3 men in trim dark suits get out. They hadn't spotted him yet, but it wouldn't be long. Thinking fast, he scanned the crowd he'd merged with. The black leather with the 2 dozen zippers might work. "Hey," he grabbed the arm of the boy beside him. "I'll give you $50 for your jacket.